Oh, yeah. Steve Dale back with you. This is WGN. Steve Dale's Other World on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, I like my Hall & Oates, and I like talking to you. You know, I was on with John Williams during the week. I forget what day of the week. And we were talking about whatever we talked about, and John is the best. I mean, I'm interviewed all the time. I really am. People all over the country interview me about, you know, I'm an animal behavior consultant. I've been on WGN Radio for 24 years, perhaps, somewhere in there. And being, quote unquote, not my words, an expert, I'm interviewed all the time. John is the best. He's simply the best. So I do the interview with John, King John, and then I say goodbye. But I hear him, because the phone wasn't hung up yet, so I hear him go to a commercial. And he said something simply like, we'll be back after this. I don't know how he said it, but he said, and that's your impersonation of Steve Dale. Best compliment. I mean, they say flattery, imitation is the best form of flattery, right? And when it comes from John Williams, it sure is. Virginia Karstafin, how are you?
Hi, Steve. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Trader Todd's in Wrigleyville. And we're going to talk about a lot of things here, but mostly we're going to talk about, it's what you do, karaoke.
That's right.
How many years have you been doing it? When you opened a bar, why did you, you could have said, okay, our specialty is going to be, any. I don't know what it would be, but how did you decide karaoke?
Well, we've been doing it for so long that it's hard to remember how we decided, but when we moved to Lakeview in 2001, we actually had 4 years of history behind us in the Gold Coast neighborhood, where we had started karaoke as a way to drum up business on a slow night. Mm-hmm. And that was on a Wednesday, and it slowly, the Wednesday became more successful than our weekend nights. So we decided, hey, we'll add a Friday. Well, then Friday got great. And then before we knew it, we were doing karaoke 7 nights a week, 365 days a year. And now that's been almost 25 years, I want to say.
Now, I suspect,
karaoke.
Sure, you've heard, what, thousands, maybe more karaoke performances, correct?
Oh, my gosh. Too many to count.
Well, you're about to hear another, and I need you. You are now a karaoke Olympic judge.
Oh, boy.
Jackie, you are on WGN. Hey, Jackie.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I understand you're going to, right now, and by the way, friends, you can do this too, if you have the guts to do it, 312-981-7200. You are going to perform for us, I'm told?
Yeah, I'll try. I mean, I'm courageous. That's for sure.
All right. Go for it.
Just go now?
Yeah.
Now, just off the bat?
Yes.
Do I have to let you know what song it is?
Well, I thought we'd figure it out, but you can tell us.
So tell you first, right?
Sure.
All right, let's try Come Sail Away.
Come Sail Away by Styx. Here's Jackie.
I'm sailing away. Set an open course for the virgin sea. I've got to be free. Free to face the life that's ahead of me.
All right, Jackie, Jackie, that was, I hope you have a life preserver with you, by the way. That was very, very good. Thank you, Jackie. You are courageous.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Virginia, what is your expert view on Jackie? You can be honest. He's gone.
You know, I have to say that one of the most important things when it comes to karaoke is not necessarily hitting the pitch just perfectly, but it's the timing. You know, and staying with the song. And I think he did a great job.
Oh!
Staying with the song and the timing. So I would give him a solid 7. Is that, I mean,
that's,
you know,
nice.
For being a little nervous on the air and everything.
Yeah.
I think he did a fantastic job.
312-981-7200. If you have Jackie's courage, we want to hear from you. And we want to hear a karaoke performance on WGN. You can sail away or not. What is the song people most often choose?
So I had my karaoke host that does Saturday nights run a report for me. And since we reopened, the number one song is still and this has been the number one song for probably 5 years now, is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear it. Why do you think that song is always chosen by sometimes one person, sometimes in my experience, like 10 people together, singing?
You know, it's just such a great anthem, you know, and particularly in this last year, I think it brings people a sense of joy and hope and, you know, in the face of adversity that you cannot stop believing, you know, it's just, and people can really belt it out, you know, and like you said, a lot of people choose to sing it as a duet, sometimes with a lot of people, although right now we're only allowing up to two people on stage at a time. They must be in a bubble. But all that being said, when people get up, you know, sometimes four or five people want to sing that song together, and it's just, they can just let loose and have fun, which is what karaoke is really all about.
What is the worst performance you've ever heard?
So one of the most popular songs in the last year or so has been Shallow from the movie with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Uh-huh.
That is a very difficult song to really do well. And I have to say that that's probably the one that I have heard the worst performance of all time done.
So when
such a beautiful song, but it's very difficult.
So when someone is up there trying their best, and really flops, do people laugh at that person? Do you laugh at that person? Or do you
No, you know what? It's all in good fun. And I have to say, I think part of our success has been that we don't take ourselves real seriously. We want people to just come in, have fun with it. We don't do contests. We're not about judgment. We want people to get up there, sing their favorite song, sing the song they would sing at home in the shower, sing the song they're singing in the car on the way to work. And so no, people just have a good time with it. If people aren't so great, you know, that's all right. Sit down and have a Mai Tai.
That's my next question. Is it true that the performance excellence equates the number of beers that you have in your system?
Well, there is the expression liquid courage. So,
yes.
You know, I think a lot of people find that they'll come in and they'll say, oh, they have friends that are avid karaokeers, and they'll say, well, that's great for them, but I'm not going to get up and sing. Well, they have one of our tropical drinks, and the next thing you know, they're on the stage hogging the mic. So I do think there's a factor involved in there. I haven't figured out the precise ratio yet, but it definitely makes a difference.
When we come back from the break, I want to ask you about performers you've had up on stage who are real performers. And you say, you turn around, everyone turns around and says, wow, that person can sing. And I know your bartender, well, I don't personally know your bartender that well, but I do know this, that you have a bartender that really is a mixologist. And one of those drinks takes like, I don't know, days to prepare. And you're going to tell us about that. And also just about the restaurant scene right now, what's happening in Chicago when we come back on WGN. I'm Steve Dale, Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. We're talking about karaoke and the, I think, number one karaoke bar in Chicago. I don't think there's any question that Trader Todd's is at the top of the list. Trader Todd's is in Wrigleyville. And you're open again, Virginia Karstoffen, right? Virginia? Whoa, Virginia. Where'd she go? Where'd she go?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So we're open
Where
again,
you?
Finally.
Where?
I was right here.
I thought maybe you were
I
off.
I don't know what happened.
Maybe you were in the shower singing or something. I don't know. That, by the way, how about this idea? You put a shower stall on stage, and then when people go up, well, I guess maybe that's not a good idea. So tell me about what I just asked about.
So, yes, we were closed for, almost about 5 months. We closed in at the end of October, and we just reopened after a long, cold winter, and we're so happy to be back in action and happy to have welcomed back our entire staff, and there's no better feeling in the world.
You know, it's not only tough on the restaurateurs, but it's on, you mentioned the word, staff. You know, it's all the people that work at all of these restaurants, whether they be a karaoke bar or a fine dining restaurant. In a way, there really isn't much of a difference. I mean, if you're not working, you're not working. And I am glad to see so many restaurants are open now. In my experience, places have been busy as they can be, because there are limits on how many people can come in the door. Reservations, not for your bar, I'm sure, but reservations for lots of places are required. But nevertheless, people are going out. Is that your experience?
Oh, yes. I have been pleasantly surprised by, within the restrictions and, you know, all the confinements that we have, we've been relatively busy. So, it's certainly not what it used to be, but it's way better than what I expected.
And moving in the right direction, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a difference between a bartender and a mixologist, in my mind. You actually have a mixologist there, and one of the creations of that mixologist, I know, takes like 83 years or something to prepare.
Well, we're very fortunate. We also own a little cocktail lounge, which is not reopened yet, called Room 13, but it'll be reopening very soon. And my bar manager there, Gary Ramos, shares a name with a cocktail that's quite famous, one of the original American cocktails born in New Orleans, called the Ramos Gin Fizz. And that cocktail is done with gin and egg white, club soda, simple syrup, heavy cream, and it is shaken for 12 minutes. And you shake and you shake and you shake and you shake and you shake, and you pour it out, and then you slowly add the soda and the egg white with the sugar. There's some kind of fabulous chemical reaction that happens that then you have this beautiful, almost like a meringue, that rises up, and it's typically served in a Collins glass. Now, it's not, don't ask for one on a Saturday night at Trader Todd's, because it's probably not going to happen. But if you go in, it's off menu, he'll be happy to make one for you.
Wow, that sounds incredible, actually. And, of course, you have food available as well. And in addition to all that, and the karaoke, and, I'll take another call if we get one, 312-981-7200. If you want to perform karaoke, I have a text here, same number, 312-981-7200, about the Chicago Cubs. Well, that makes sense if you know where Trader Todd's is located. It's less than a mile, just under a mile away from Wrigley Field. The question is, do you still have a bus that brings people to Wrigley Field? I don't think it's a bus exactly, is it?
It's a little electric cart. So we've gone green. We used to have buses that did shuttle people back and forth to the games, but now we have an open air electric cart. It's really fun. My husband Todd drives it himself. I think it's his favorite toy, actually. He loves to drive that thing, so he has a great time with it.
Has he ever gone on Lakeshore Drive with it?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
He has not taken it on Lakeshore Drive.
How fast does it go?
It depends on how many people are on it, Steve.
Do you have
top
to,
speed's probably around 15 miles an hour.
Is it like the Flintstones, where everyone has to go pedal themselves?
Almost. It's close.
And can you go to Trader Todd's before a Cubs game? How does that work? And then go to literally get delivered to Wrigley Field by Todd?
Oh, yes. He's happy to take people down after they've had a pizza and a couple of beers. He'll hop you on the cart and take you down for the game.
Well, that's kind of cool, because you only park once that way, right? Park near your place, come back to your place, maybe have a couple more drinks, and maybe at that point you're ready to sing karaoke. What are some of the other top songs that people sing?
So, there's a lot of Spice Girls lately.
What?
Wannabe. Yeah. It's surprising. Mr. Brightside is another one by The Killers. Sweet Caroline stays on our top 10 list perpetually. That's the quintessential karaoke song. And the close second to that would, of course, be Bohemian Rhapsody, which I think is as much about people thrashing their head as it is singing the song. You know, kind of channeling Wayne's World a little bit.
Well, the real Bohemian Rhapsody is really, actually, that's a hard song to sing the way it was done originally and performed amazingly. What makes for a good karaoke singer? And have you had any that you turn your head, everyone turns their head and says, oh, this person is a professional?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've had some people come in and out the doors that just blow you away. About 10 years ago, we were really blessed. I don't know how this happened. I think one of the cast members lived in the neighborhood, but we had the entire cast of the Jersey Boys.
Wow.
Came in one night, and Sandy, one of my servers, and I were like, these guys look familiar, because we had just gone to see the show, and they were like, oh my gosh, these are the guys from Jersey Boys. And they wound up coming in on their dark nights fairly regularly. So for about a year, we were blessed with their presence at Trader Todd's, and they could really, of course, knock it out of the park.
Did they sing Frankie Valli songs only from the show, or did they do other music?
They did not do anything from the show. They came in and sang all kinds of other stuff, but they particularly avoided songs from the show. I don't think they really wanted folks to know who they were. And I think they were, you know, ready to sing something else after a whole week of singing the Frankie Valli songs.
What makes for a really good karaoke singer? Is it more than natural talent? And what if you don't have that natural talent? Can you still get away with it?
Oh, yeah. The best song to sing if you're not a talented singer.
Oh, okay. We should take notes, friends.
is tequila, because it has one word. All you have to do is stand on the stage and dance and say tequila three times.
You do know all the secrets.
Yeah, yeah. So, but really what makes a good karaoke singer is someone who can let go of their fear and just enjoy themselves and not be afraid if they don't hit the notes just right. You know, because it really, like I said before, it's just all about having a good time.
Well, I know you're also on the board of directors of the Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control, and you can't tell us all the details yet because I don't think you know them, but there will be some sort of virtual, I think, benefit coming up.
Yes, we are planning a summer cocktail night in July, date to be determined. We've got some great bartenders lined up to help us with the event. It will be a hybrid event, so people can buy tickets to watch the virtual event online, but we will also have some VIP seats at some of the participating bars where people can actually go and sit with the bartender that's going to create some of the drinks for the event. So
very
we're really
cool.
excited about it, and, you know, it's a little, it's charting some new waters for me because I've never done a virtual event, so this will be exciting, a little scary, but we're very excited about it.
Well, and, you know, what's important here is Chicago Animal Care and Control is funded by the City of Chicago, and right now the City of Chicago, I'm about to make no news whatsoever, doesn't have a lot of money, and
right.
and the result is that at the very bottom of the list, right, wrong, or otherwise, it's just reality, is Chicago Animal Care and Control among city agencies. I'm not saying that's bad. I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying that's the reality. So there isn't a ton of money, especially now, going to go to Chicago Animal Care and Control above and beyond what their budget is. And their budget per capita is not as much as other cities in America. That's just a fact. So the other way in which Animal Control in Chicago raises money is because of you and people like you who are able to hold these fundraisers. I will have you on the pet show that I do Sunday morning when you have more details, and I will be posting all of that on my blog, which is stevedale.tv.
And thank you so much, Steve.
Where can people find you? I don't think we gave your address.
Trader Todd's is at 3216 North Sheffield Avenue, tradertodd.com. We're open 5 days a week right now, Wednesday through Sunday.
Perfect. Virginia, thank you so much. And I promise to do you one favor.
What's that?
I will not sing right now.
Oh, then you're like me. I sing at the end of the night to get everybody to go home.
Thank you, Virginia.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Steve.